Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday Morning. Now, a few weeks back, I had the good fortune to speak to an old friend of mine, and it's one of those friends who, you know, you don't necessarily see them that often in life, but whenever you do get the chance to either see them or speak to them, you feel really happy, really energized by the experience. Actually, Marcus might be listening this morning. Hi, Marcus, if you are. Marcus lives over in Switzerland and is surrounded by these amazing mountains and countryside, and recently has been taking a lot of walks, often out on sort of these trails where you don't necessarily see too many other people. And he was describing to me a walk that he took recently where he was going up a path where it became increasingly unsteady, perhaps even a little bit dangerous, and how he started to see signs saying, this path is unstable, maybe don't go any further. Now, you would have thought those signs were enough sort of warning to maybe turn around and go back down, but he decided to sort of carry on anyway. And he said as he continued, he sort of found himself becoming increasingly caught up in thinking. So there was a sense of, look, you know, he's still fairly young, he has a young family, he cares for his life. And he also found himself sort of worrying about his predicament. Was he going to find himself in an even more dangerous position? What was around the corner? Was the path going to become impassable? As this sort of thinking started to gain momentum in the mind, his mind became increasingly sort of foggy, increasingly clouded. Essentially, that fear and anxiety meant that there was no sort of clarity of thought. And he said the only way he was able to continue was to focus on taking one step at a time. Now, I've done a bunch of walking meditation, as in formal walking meditation, with Marcus a long time ago. And it's interesting, when you take that into a real life context, when you take that into a situation like this, we're still working with the same principles of just being so present with the sensations in the body and of each physical movement that there's almost not room to get caught up in that thinking. We're not denying the thinking, we're not suppressing the fear. By focusing our attention on one thing in this present moment, there simply isn't room for the mind to get lost in the future or lost in the past. So he described as he was sort of walking up this hill, and the only way he could continue was by focusing on one step at a time. And I think it's such a perfect metaphor for so many aspects of life where we find ourselves. either caught up in the past or the future, or so concerned about what could happen, what might happen in the future, that we're almost paralyzed by fear. Alternatively, we just turn and we run the other way, and we never actually take the opportunity to see what might happen, what might unfold if we continue on that path. But the secret to continuing on that path is not being too focused on what might happen in the future. Instead, just focused on this moment right now, taking one step at a time. Have a great day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.